Welcome to day 12 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you bright and early on this Tuesday morning. Today is our seventh and final day for the first of the Keystone Habits that we're looking at, Commit to Community. And our topic today that Pastor Zach presents in our daily devotion is committing to one. Commit to one. Pastor Zach talks about accountability and inviting accountability partners into his life and encouraging us to do the same. You know, there are times when he tells a story about a man who wanted to be getting up early and then had set an automatic post to Twitter that if he hadn't turned off that post, if he wasn't up by a certain time, he would give the first five people who responded money as a way of accountability, a way of encouraging him to get up and do a workout or whatnot. What ways do you need accountability and what ways do you need encouragement? I think there's sort of two different ways to look at that same thing. I have, going through seminary and hearing some of the challenges that pastors go through, we were encouraged to find accountability partners, people we could talk to and share what was going on with us personally as we engage in ministry. But I think the practice is good for all of us. Have you shared your passwords, your email passwords, your cell phone access and all that with somebody you trust, with a partner? Robin has mine and I have hers, so at any time I could pick up her phone and see who she's texting, see what website she's going to. We don't have separate bank accounts. We just keep all that in common. If we did, I would hope that we would share that information with each other so that we weren't hiding from each other. I also have a friend from seminary who is an accountability partner of mine, and we talk at least once a week and share the real struggles and challenges that we're going through to try to help me make good choices and not to succumb to the temptations that are around us in terms of how I spend my time and who I spend it with. I always try to make sure that the office knows where I'm going and who I'm meeting with as a way of accountability so that I'm not sneaking off and either abusing work time to do personal things or sneaking off and meeting with people and not letting other people know in inappropriate ways and abusing my position. I think accountability or encouragement is good in areas where we're trying to develop a new habit, a new pattern. Having these small groups that many of us are involved in are a great way to come back and report how things are going with the challenge. Maybe to have an ongoing text conversation about, I overslept today, I didn't get the challenge read this morning and I really wanted to, or I'm 3 days behind, but I'm going to catch up, guys. And just checking in on one another. Pastor Zach mentioned 12-step programs as a place of accountability. And I think, you know, the broader church, those of us who haven't been a part of a 12-step program, have a lot to learn from them. When we think of sponsors, that's somebody who's committed to the sobriety of another person. Not that they can make that person be sober, but they can help encourage and be available when temptation comes and encourage positive behaviors and really get to know that person. I think 12-step programs are amazing because they invite us to be honest about those things with others. Many of the things we may not want to be honest about with ourselves, because by saying it out loud is a form of confession and acknowledging that. And most of us in Protestant traditions are not used to and are hesitant to confess, to tell other people the ways that we've sinned or done wrong. And we don't even like to admit it to ourselves, but by getting it out there and in those trusting relationships, we can begin to heal and move on, especially if we trust the people we're sharing that with. Commit to one, Pastor Zach encourages us and challenges us today. You may not have somebody in your life today or who you can think of today to make such a commitment, but I would encourage you to be thinking about that. In what ways are you being vulnerable and honest with people in your lives? In what ways are you seeking accountability or encouragement? Two different ways of looking at that. And can you be more intentional about it? This wraps up our focus on commit to community. And tomorrow we are turning to study scripture as the second of our keystone habits. And I look forward to gathering with you tomorrow around God's word for the next 7 days. Take care.